special Christmas service when anything might happen. A few things have already. We'll have lots of folk taking part. We'll have the Sunday school leading us, or the choir singing. And it's nice to have visitors from all over, Ardrossan, and Saltcoats, and Stevenson, Irvine, London, and just back from Bermuda. So it's nice to have so many new faces, visitors here with us, and you're all welcome. We did have a special Christmas tea after the service last Sunday, but we'll have a tea after the service this Sunday, and it's special because it is Christmas Sunday. We also had a special event yesterday with the Sunday school. They were all doing 10-pin bowling. And how did you get on at the 10-pin bowling? So who won?
Eva won.
Eva won. Oh, big round of applause for Eva. I can tell you it was stiff competition. And they had Santa. Well, Santa wasn't playing the bowls, you realise, but you had Santa as well. So thanks to everybody who helped with organising that. There's not a lot on this week in terms of organisations, but we have special services for Christmas Eve. 7 o'clock, the early Christmas Eve service is informal, participatory, all-age worship, a bit like today. The late service, if you come at 10:30, you can get mince pies. At 11:15, we'll do carol singing together in the church. Mince pies are in the small hall. And at 11:30, we have the late service, which is a more sensual service with lighting effects and audiovisuals and things. And then next Sunday will be the last Sunday of the year. Could I thank everybody who's contributed to getting mosquito nets for people in Malawi? It raised £275 at the end, and £75 of that was contributed by the James Reid School. So we're very grateful to them for their donation to that as well. We've got lots of Christmas cards. On a personal note, on behalf of Patricia and myself, I'd like to say thank you for all your cards. But I'd also just quote this one of all the cards. We've got one from Jim Forsyth, who's in the hospital at the moment, and he's thinking about us. Well, we'll be thinking about him, and we're praying for him in our prayers. I commend to you the flower list for 2020 on the front notice board. Every Sunday we have flowers in the church and then we distribute them to people. So if you'd like to help in that lovely ministry, please sign up on the board. And could I just say congratulations to Stuart and Shona Howie on their 34th wedding anniversary. The choir was singing, "Come and join the celebration." So come and join this celebration for 2,000 years all across the world right now today. And let's worship Jesus just like the wise men and the humble shepherds did. We sing 180, "Child in the Manger." As the humble shepherds came and worshipped him, with millions of others, we come to worship him today. Let us pray. Loving Lord Jesus, we thank you for the Christmas presents, Christmas dinners, Christmas parties, the Christmas carols and services and plays. We thank you for Christmas shopping and cards and trees and decorations, lights, holidays, and the Christmas spirit, people being nicer than usual to each other. We thank you that we are here now to worship you. We praise and thank you for coming down to earth to us, because we could never reach up to heaven to you. We praise and thank you for coming to ordinary folk rather than kings and queens. We thank you for coming to a stable rather than a palace. We thank you for coming to serve rather than to be served. We thank you for coming to sacrifice yourself for us rather than lording it over us. We thank you for coming down to earth to raise us up to heaven. We thank you for coming to die so that we might enjoy life in all its fullness and forevermore. Lord Jesus, we're ashamed that when you came to your own creatures, we rejected you and persecuted you, denied you, betrayed you, and crucified you. We've always done that. We still have our Herods massacring infants. We still have Roman-style bureaucracy making millions of people's lives miserable. We still have asylum flights into other countries. We still have no room for poor people. We still have homeless people. We still have people not going to Bethlehem to see you. We still have people giving up in their desire to see you. We still have people sleeping ignorantly, unaware of your presence. And we still have people who refuse to acknowledge you as the Savior of the world. Forgive us. We thank you that you came to the world in order to deal with our sin, to forgive us, to heal us, to reconcile us to yourself, to restore our relationship with you, the perfect Holy One. So help us this morning to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, to follow you more nearly, day by day. Help us to worship you, the baby of Bethlehem, at whose name every knee will bow in heaven and on earth. And may we go on our way rejoicing, like the shepherds and wise men, because we have met you. And hear us as we pray together, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, we have all our decorations, as we've had the last couple of weeks. And we're just about ready, except there's one bit of the decorations we have to light up, and that's the Advent candles. And I was thinking as I was speaking who I'd get, and I think Stuart's maybe just walked right into this. Given it was your 34th wedding anniversary on Friday, congratulations.
Thank you.
So how would you like to light the four Advent candles now? This is the fourth Sunday of Advent, the countdown. The white one that's left will represent Jesus, but we're not quite at Christmas yet. So the first one was to remind us of who foretold it was all going to happen, the prophets. The second candle was to remind us where it happened, Bethlehem. The third one is the first people to hear the good news. And the fourth one, who told the shepherds? The angels. Right, thank you, Stuart. So today, it's nice to see all the Sunday school. We're never quite sure on any given Sunday how many will come. So we've organized this to sort of cope with whether there's a few or many. And basically, this is Christmas the musical. But not in the form of the children perform and we just sit and look at them. We're all joining in on this. And this is a coordinated effort, but not entirely rehearsed. So, we have David Pearson on the organ, Liz Shirley on the piano, because some of the songs suit the organ, some suit the piano. We've got Audrey Scott on PowerPoint. Harry's unavailable today. And there are more PowerPoint photographs today than ever. I've got 112 slides. So hang in there, Audrey. I hope this works. So please excuse the rough edges, but enter into the spirit of this. So could I invite the Sunday school readers into position? This is Evan and Eva. Could you both go up to stand together? And they'll be punctuated every so often by the Christmas story in limerick form. So that'll be read by Heather Spears. Right. Take it away, Evan.
The Roman Emperor Augustus issues an order. Okay. Everyone in the Roman Empire must register at the town his family came from. Augustus wanted to make sure he had everyone on the list and that they paid their taxes. Joseph's family was descended from King David, so he had to go to Bethlehem, where King David was born. He had to take Mary on a long journey south through the hills, 80 miles through dirt roads. The donkey carried their food, warm clothing for the chilly nights, and clothes for the baby who was due to be born.
Right, now let's all join to sing the first one. Here we go up to Bethlehem. And Little Donkey with David on the organ.
There once was a young girl called Mary who heard something really quite scary. What Gabriel said might have filled her with dread, but she welcomed the news, did young Mary. Mary didn't have time to relax, for she knew that they'd have to make tracks. With her dear fiancé, she would hurry away down to Bethlehem, there to pay tax.
Right, thank you. Now let's sing one verse of O Come All Ye Faithful.
Mary was very tired when they arrived at last. Sadly, there was nowhere for them to stay. The inn was already crowded with travellers. The innkeeper felt very sorry for Mary and Joseph, but the only space he had left was the stable. It was dirty and smelly in there with the animals, but at least Mary could rest there and was... But at least Mary could rest there with... Well, but at least Mary could rest, and there was nowhere else. That night, Mary's baby son, Jesus, was born. She wrapped him up warmly in the clothes she had made and put him in a manger to sleep.
So let's sing Away in a Manger. Just the one verse. So let's sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. And long time ago in Bethlehem, Mary's boy child. And how about one verse of Still the Night? This is David. Yeah. Thank you.
in a smelly old animal shed, with no duvet and no feather bed. Mary laid in a manger her son, and what stranger, 'twas just as the angel had said.
So we've gone to Bethlehem, we've had the birth, and then the shepherds came. Evan, Eva.
Is it that one? Shepherds came. Meanwhile, on the hills around the town of Bethlehem, shepherds were keeping watch over their sheep. The night was dark and everything was quiet, just a little bleat now and then from one of the lambs. Then suddenly there was a blaze of light, so bright that the shepherds had to shield their eyes. And out of the brightness came the voice of God's messenger angel, "Do not be afraid, I have come with good news for you, and all the world. The Saviour of the world has come, the promised King. He is born today in Bethlehem. You will find him as a baby, and he will be lying asleep in a manger." Then the shepherds saw a great choir of angels, all singing praises to God, singing, "Glory to God in heaven, and peace to all who love him on earth." After the angels had gone and the sky was dark again, the shepherds began to talk among themselves, saying, "We must go to Bethlehem and see what has happened." They made sure the sheep were safe and then hurried off into the town of Bethlehem. The shepherds found Mary and Joseph in the stable at the inn and a newborn baby lying in a manger, just as the angel had said. They went back to their sheep singing for joy and thanking God for a night they would never forget.
So let's sing about the shepherds. The shepherds are a-watching. Liz? Thank you. And now the first Noel, the first verse.
Angels came to some shepherds that night, which, of course, gave their sheep quite a fright. Said the angels, "Get down to the centre of town." And the shepherds responded, "All right." When those shepherds arrived, they soon found, in that manger, with straw strewn around, baby Jesus asleep. So they all had to creep in on tiptoe with barely a sound.
So let's sing "While Humble Shepherds," just the one verse. And now our own in-house choir of angels will sing their anthem, singing about the shepherds going home rejoicing. "God rest you, merry gentlemen." You want a seat while you're waiting? Huh? Have a seat and then go up. The choir's going to sing. So now let's hear about the wise men coming to the manger. Just carry on.
They were strangers from the east. They saw a When they came to Jerusalem, they asked people, "Tell us where we can find the baby who is born to be king of the Jews. We have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." The Romans had made a man called Herod king of the Jews. Herod did not want a rival king in his kingdom. He asked the experts, "When the Savior comes, where is he expected to be born?" They replied, "In Bethlehem. That is what the prophets say." Herod said to strangers, "Go and look for the child in Bethlehem, and when you find him, let me know so that I can come and worship him too." So the wise men came to Bethlehem, still following the star. When they found baby Jesus, they opened their bags and brought out presents, gold, frankincense, and a spicy ointment called myrrh. God warned the wise men in a dream not to go back to King Herod, so they went back home another road.
So let's sing about the wise men. This is, "And by the light of that same star," it's actually verse 3 of the first Noel. Audrey, verse 3. If you get back to one of these slides, where are you? We're on to the wise men now. That was a bit too complicated. I was throwing in one verse of the first Noel to do with the wise men. Right, celebrating the coming of the wise men, let's also try "Wise Men Saw a Very Bright Star" with Liz on the piano. That's it. Right, we don't know that one from before, but we know the next one. I'm sure you don't even need the sheets for the next one. Just the catch here is, it's "Twinkle, Twinkle, Christmas Star." Could we try that one again? We were just getting the rehearsal right at the end, I thought. So, take two. Heather?
"Now, a star over Bethlehem city burned brightly and looked rather pretty. It was spotted by men, 3 in number, who then headed off to that famous old city. Those wise men roared up in a blur with their incense, their gold, and their myrrh. They fell to their knees, saying, 'Take these gifts, please.' And Mary replied, 'Thank you, sirs.'"
And let's all join to sing "We Three Kings." That's from Mission Praise. David. So the shepherds came, the wise men came, and we've come too. So let's join in this celebration. We sing a joyful song, "Ring Christmas Bells," Well, we don't sing Christmas, but no. Let's go tell it on the mountain. David? And let's all sing together. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Where's all the crowd gone in the picture? Keep going, Audrey. We're past that. That's the one. Right. Can I thank the Sunday School for doing all of that? And I'd like to invite Betty Keane as a choir leader and our guest soloist star performer. Well, could I just say thank you to everybody who's been helping in any way. There's been lots of folk up front, but there's lots of folk behind the scenes. And we're very grateful to everybody. And it's lovely we're all together, all celebrating, all ages. In the middle of all the excitement of Christmas, I just worry sometimes we lose sight of the main attraction, Jesus. If you think of all the details of Christmas, they really come back to Jesus himself. Who's the star of the show? The star of the show is Jesus, not the star in the sky, not any performers. It's all about Jesus. When you think of the wise men or the kings, and they're bowing down to a baby, worshipping him. Imagine them high and mighty folk bowing down. They weren't half as humble bowing down as Jesus was from God Almighty on the sky coming down to earth to be with us. And when you think that the shepherds came a long way to go to the stable, not half as far as Jesus coming from heaven to come to Bethlehem. And if you think it's a big deal, us coming to church, Jesus comes to church too. We've just to toddle down the road. He's to come from heaven to be with us. Everywhere you look in that Christmas story, you think it's amazing what the humans did. The innkeeper, he didn't give him the ideal bed and breakfast, but he did give him a stable to, and a manger to lie on, second best. But God gives us best. He gives us time and space and life. The light in Christmas, if you look at the quilt made by the Quilter Society, if you look carefully at that picture, you'll notice that the light isn't a spotlight shining on Jesus. Jesus is the light lighting up the picture. It's not that we are making a big fuss of Jesus, and Jesus should be grateful about the efforts we're putting in for him. He's the center of the light in life. He's the one that puts the light in life into us. It all radiates from him to us. So with these thoughts, the offering for the work of the Lord will now be received. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we think of the wise men bringing their gifts to you, the shepherds spending time with you, people serving you over the centuries. And we come in that long line in that tradition, and we offer you our time, our talents, our money, and our whole beings. We love you because you first loved us. We give you the gifts that you give us. We return to you the life that you give us, the talents and the money and the time. Use them in your service. Amen. Let's pray again. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, at this Christmas season, we are mindful of the needs of other people who are less fortunate than we are. We think of people who will be at work this Christmas season, like the shepherds were at work that first Christmas. We think of people who are seeking, they're not sure what they're looking for, like the wise men. Help them to find what they're looking for in you. We think of people like Mary, who are asked by you to do strange things and they don't quite understand. But in the end, they say, "Thy will be done." Help them to follow their vocation in your service. We think of the donkey that was plodding faithfully that 80 miles all the way to Bethlehem. And sometimes we feel that we're donkeys plodding away through daily life. Be with those who do the humble service that keeps the show on the road and keeps the family going and keeps things happening in our society. And we think of the innkeeper rushed off his feet with that sudden rush of people coming for the census in Bethlehem. Help them and help us in the midst of the busyness to be able to find room for you. We think of the people of Bethlehem, fast asleep, unaware of the significant events that night in their town. And we think of the millions of people today who are pretty well unaware of Christmas, the real Christmas. Open their eyes to see. And we think of the King Herods who throw their weight around, their selfish rule, who impose on other people. And we pray for all the powerful everywhere, that they may use their power in loving ways. And we think of the angels spreading the good news. May we all be your angel messengers. And hear us as we bring to you our particular prayers this weekend. We pray for those who are in hospital, like Jim Forsyth, Ruth Cowan, and Peter Curran. And Shona Howie's mum. We pray for those who are in care homes. We pray for George Murray, Mamie Hamilton, Lucille Stringer, Mabel Carson. We pray for your blessing on those who are ill at home, like Robert Howie, Harry Duff, Margaret Curlett. And we pray for those who are bereaved, for whom this will be a blue Christmas. We pray for the family and friends of Morag Conway, whose funeral is here tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And we pray for her son, Moyer. And we think of the family and friends of Karen Stalker, who has just died. And we think especially of her mum, Nan Stalker, or Anne. We pray for the wider world. We pray for our new British government and new Prime Minister. And for all the new MPs. We think that in this country there's an epidemic of dementia. And we pray for all the professional carers and all the family carers. We think of America with the impeachment of President Trump. China, where there's a million Uyghurs held in concentration camps, and one Uyghur prisoner has been has won the Nobel Peace Prize for 2019. We think of Somalia suffering the worst plague of locusts in 25 years, Syria in the middle of war in Idlib province. And we think of Australia facing raging wildfires, over 100 of them, many out of control. As a presbytery, we pray for Largs Clark Memorial Church and the Reverend David Watson. But we pray for all your people everywhere. Grant to us all this Christmas season the joy of knowing you in our stable in whatever situation you find us. And may we be always rejoicing because of your presence with us. Amen. Amen. Right, the closing hymn is Mission Praise 393, Joy to the World, The Lord Has Come. Like the wise men, may you find what you're looking for. Like the shepherds, may you find joy. Like Mary and Joseph, may you find peace. And like the donkey, may you find rest. And may you find all of these in Jesus. And